1-877-287-0598. Again, 1-877-287-0598.
Owning and caring for a home comes with a lot of to-dos. Tune up the furnace, clean the gutters, remodel the kitchen. Whatever your home improvement need, Home Advisor can help you find a pro you can trust to get the job done right. Go to home.homeadvisor.com for instant access to top-rated pros in your area, including electricians, handymen, plumbers, whatever type of home pro you need. And Home Advisor is absolutely free to use. At Home Advisor, you don't have to search through a long list of pros. With just a few clicks, Home Advisor matches you with pros who provide the exact services you need. You can read customer reviews of the pros, even use the cost guide to find out what hundreds of other home projects cost in your area. And because Home Advisor knows it's important to find a pro you can trust in your home, they conduct background checks on their service professionals. It's just one of the reasons more than 25 million homeowners have used Home Advisor. Go to home.homeadvisor.com to find the right pro for your project. That's home.homeadvisor.com.
I'm Max Herrmann. Opening day across the majors. We start with games in progress. Top of the ninth in Tampa Bay. The Orioles on top of the Rays, 6-2. Diaza, Pierce, and Flaherty with home runs for Baltimore. Evan Longoria has gone yard for Tampa. Their top nine in Philadelphia. The Red Sox pouring it on against the Phillies. They lead 8-0. Still batting, top nine, Dustin Pedroia with a pair of long balls for the Sox. Top seven in Kansas City, it is 4-1 Royals over the White Sox. Jose Abreu just went yard for Chicago. Mike Moustakas has a home run for KC. They're through seven innings in Washington. Mets lead the Nationals 3-1. Going to the bottom of the seventh is 4, Angels 1. Top six in L.A., it's the Dodgers 3. I should say the Padres 3 and the Dodgers 2. Top six in Miami. The Marlins trail the Braves 2-1. They're in a rain delay, bottom of the fifth in Cincinnati. Reds on top of the Pirates 2-0. Final scores, the Rockies had a hit parade in Milwaukee.
The 1-2 fastball hit the right field. Braun going back, warning track wall, and out of here. Touch him all time for Corey Dickerson.
Jack Corrigan, Rockies Radio. Colorado pounded the Brewers 10-0. Nolan Arenado also went yard for the Rocks. Ryan Braun left that game with a strained rib cage. He'll be reevaluated tomorrow. American League Blue Jays beat the Yankees 6-1. Tigers blank the Twins 4-0. David Price, 8 2/3 shutout innings. And it's a little more than 3 hours away, the national championship game in college hoops. Duke and Wisconsin in Indianapolis. The Badgers playing in their first final since 1941. It's 9:18 Eastern time tip. I'm Max Herrmann.
Catch the latest news on your favorite baseball season long on CBS Sports Radio.
As I was saying, I was listening to the radio, I heard something.
And what did you hear?
A hissing sound like this.
Hey, D.A., let me aboard that mothership.
Permission to board that mothership, sir.
Well, you know, I had to slide through the intergalactic swag party.
D.A., man, beam me up.
What's going on, my brother from another mother? Beam me up.
You guys are the best.
You guys make it.
Permission to board that mothership.
What's up, D.A.? Mothership has connected.
And you the man, D.A.
America, the mothership has connected. Welcome aboard. It's the four-hour intergalactic swag party. DA with you from the CBS Sports New York City, broadcasting to more than 165 radio affiliates nationwide and north of the border. Anchorage to Atlanta, Topeka to Toledo, Kalamazoo and Waterloo. We are on the air. Don't worry. I think we're on the air. Are we on the air? let me know.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Because they listening, D.A. Everything we saying, D.A. Everything.
All right, we run the offense now here on the D.A. Show. Glad you're with us. We come to you live in sparkling Technicolor from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios. O'Reilly Auto Parts, better parts, better prices every day. Senior writer for Sports Illustrated will join us from Indianapolis. Good friend of the DA show, Pete Thamel's going to drop on by. We will preview tonight's national championship game. Also today, of course, Major League Baseball's opening day. So that's going to be a lot of fun to discuss. Still going on as we speak. I was out of the Bronx earlier today for the Yankees. Loss on opening day, big time at the hands of the Toronto Blue Jays. What do we take away from A-Rod's opening moments, his reintroduction to the Yankee faithful? We'll do that coming up here on the show. I want to get your predictions on tonight's title game. Who do you got? Wisconsin, who pulled off the big win on Saturday over undefeated Kentucky? Or do you got Duke, the Blue Devils? Coach K and all of that NBA talent that they've got there, Jahlil Okafor, Justice Winslow, on and on and on, top three, top five, maybe number one picks. Who do you got? So hit me up on the phones, 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. Connect with me on Twitter as well, DA on CBS. And there are multiple ways to get a part of the DA show via social media, not only on Twitter, but Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. Use the username The DA Show. Let's begin with tonight's national championship game, Wisconsin and Duke. Everyone wants to talk about the Blue Devils with Coach K, Basketball Hall of Famer, the Blue Bloods there. Duke under K has won four national titles. Can you believe it? He's on the verge of yet another. They've got all that NBA talent, as I mentioned. They might have two of the top three or top five picks in the draft with Okafor and Winslow. And I think that bothers Bo Ryan. I think that dynamic of back-to-back games against basketball blue bloods, Kentucky and now Duke, everyone talking about the undefeated Wildcats, everybody talking about John Calipari, everybody talking about the factory of the NBA that has become Lexington, and now Duke. Everyone talking about the Blue Devils. I think that bothers Bo Ryan. Bo Ryan is not recruiting one and dones. He's not recruiting five-star recruits. He's not getting McDonald's All-Americans. The Kaminskys and Deckers, the rest of those guys, are developed into stars, are developed into breakout tournament players. I think this whole week has bothered Bo Ryan. There is always the old kind of thinking surrounding Bo and the Badgers. Big Ten, slog it up, muck it up, win a game of the 50s. That now because college basketball offenses are down, it must be because of teams like Bo Ryan. Coaches like Bo, teams like the Badgers, a Big Ten rock fight. People don't like that. People don't want that. And they remember the Badgers' days of yore where, yeah, they could win a game 51-45. That wasn't crazy. I think all of that is factored into Bo having a chip on his shoulder and that filtering down to his team. And because of that, I like the Badgers tonight. It's where we begin. It's your cold open.
I'm never really concerned if people, if there are people that perceive us a certain way, because we are who we are. We play the way we play, so we can live with that. People can talk about scoring being down. It really doesn't resonate with myself and how everybody else interprets it. Go at it. It's just amazing. It's still, you can watch a basketball game and you can see a score at a certain, and they'll say what a great defensive battle it was. And when we're involved in those games, how come it's not said it's a great defensive battle? I could never figure that one out.
He's very, very smart. I've been very impressed with this kid.
An incredible night. I don't believe it!
the most amazing, sensational, dramatic Hunt Grundy.
Here's the headline of the night.
Here he goes.
It's DA's cold open.
Cold. Even to a guy like me, that's cold.
This bothers Bo Ryan. This bothers and rubs him the wrong way. He's been cranky for a head coach that's in the national championship game for a number one seed, for one of the best teams all season, for the squad that everybody for the entirety of the campaign said was the best chance to knock off Kentucky. Everyone wants to talk about the fancy pants. They want to talk about the blue blood. They want to talk about the pretty girls of the party. And they don't realize that Wisconsin might not have the rich parents, might not have the long lineage in town, might not have the membership to the same golf club, but Wisconsin knows it's a pretty chick, smart, and successful. And Bo Ryan's going, we're not getting any votes for class president, so you know what? We will beat you on the floor. He's bothered by this. He's obviously bothered by this, and I don't blame him. I think the way that Kentucky played that game on Saturday was very indicative of a team that knew what it was and was just waiting for its chance to strike. And I said this on Friday. I led Kentucky the entire tournament. I thought they were going to win the championship. I thought they were going to cut down the nets. But I absolutely gave Wisconsin the chance to pull off the upset. And in my estimation, Wisconsin is the second best team, or, well, now the best team. But that was kind of like the two best teams of the tourney. And I believe they're a better basketball team than Duke. They've got an edge. They've got a chip. They haven't been here to play in a national championship game with this group. Bo knows he doesn't get the credit these other guys do. Think about the Final Four coaches. Coach K, maybe the new John Wooden. Calipari, now into the Hall of Fame. Izzo, look at what Izzo does with his teams every year. And Bo's not mentioned in that breath.